Hello, everybody. This is Lisa Grant, and this call is about how to conduct a successful Wellness 101 event. I want to thank everybody that put this together. This system is flawless. All you have to do is read the notes and as instructed, and you will hold a very successful event. Now, more information for this event is posted on our website, www.unlimitedlifestyles.com. Under the recorded section, you will see a website that you can visit, which is www.wellness101video.com. And all the instructions, plus a video done by Yardley Wing, is available there and gives you step-by-step instructions on how to hold this. But this call will also help you to go through it so that when you plan your event, you'll be right on target. Okay, so first of all, you want to invite. And when you're inviting, you really have to be passionate. You have to tell everybody that you can't put a price tag on your health. You're really looking for them to be there to help support you with your new business. And, of course, that it is a life-changing seminar for them and their family. So you need a definite commitment because you only have so much room. And then you, after you get the commitment, you want to send them the invite, which is attached. You will see all the pages are attached in order, exactly what you need to do. So you want to send them the invite. And then, you know, they can fill it out in their own time. And, of course, the invite is filled with great information and ask them questions. All right? So make sure you get that out to them right away. And it's important that you follow up. All right? So after you send the invite, you want to call them the day before, make sure they're coming. And, of course, they are coming because they gave you a definite commitment. All right, make sure everybody on the team that's involved in holding this event shares in the responsibility of bringing what's needed to make that event successful. For instance, you'll see in gray on page 3 all the things that you'll need to make sure that the event is successful. So make sure somebody is bringing the cups, the shakes, the products to sell. I love the shakes. When you mix the shakes, we like to do banana and strawberry with the vanilla, and we like to do peanut butter with the chocolate. It's kind of like a Reese's peanut butter shake. You could do chocolate with fresh mint, whatever. But just make sure that everybody is sharing in the responsibility, bringing the hors d'oeuvres, the drinks, the name tags, and so on. Everything needed is in that gray box, as I just said, located on page 3. All right, so our goal is obviously when we're doing these wellness seminars is to get customers, but our bigger goal is to find business associates that want to join us in our venture and become an unfranchised owner and help more people and do wellness, other wellness events on their own. So we're always looking to identify a couple of people that we may think may be interested in the business. So whoever you're holding the event for, make sure they let you know some of the people that are coming and some of the potential maybe business partners that might be looking for a possible business and an additional revenue stream. So let's move forward. And the guests will start to arrive. And you want to make sure that they register in the sign-in sheet. And you want to make sure right away that you hand them a shake or two. Let them try both shakes, two or three if you're making several, and because a lot of the guests may be hungry, they just came from work or whatever, and that you have healthy snacks there. Make sure that you have a name tag, and you, of course, put their name on the name tag, and maybe just put a smiley face on the name tag if they are a guest. This way you can identify who are the guests and, you know, possibly separate them from the distributors. All right, and then you want to make sure you give them their vanilla folder. Now, make sure that if there are a lot of people working this event together, you have vanilla folders for your guests. Everybody make sure they take responsibility for their own guests. So in that vanilla folder will be a health survey, which looks exactly like the invitation with a couple more things on it. But you want to put that in there again because most of the time the guests will not fill out the survey that was sent to them as far as, you know, the invitation goes. So you want to encourage them to fill that out while they're sitting there waiting for the presentation. And again, they are drinking the shakes. And in their folder is the suggested products. And also in that folder is, so that's page 9 and page 10 that I'm looking at right here, is your suggested products, and they will be taking notes with those products. So make sure you hand them a pen, because not everybody comes to the presentation with a pen. So please be sure that you have all your materials and you're organized. All right, so your suggested products, and again, the health survey. So encourage them to fill it out, and then you'll start mingling, and you'll start developing relationships, all right? So everybody sits down. You want to make sure you're on time, because this is only an hour presentation, and you want to respect everybody. So make sure that you start on time. You get everybody settled in. Even if guests have not shown up, you need to start on time. So once everybody's seated, the host wants to tell their two-minute commercial, thank everybody for coming, that they started a business, and of course then the speaker, whoever that may be, it might be your associate that's holding it for you, will want to cover what is Market America. And of course that's listed right there in the table of contents. So you want to say a little bit about our company, and it tells you how many minutes, you know, you want to stick within 5 minutes or so to tell them a little bit more about Market America. And then you go on to say that this presentation tonight, though, is about you. So you tell them that we have many different universities. Our company is a large company, and of course you can read right there. It's all right there for you in the table of contents. But now you want to go into it's about them tonight, because this is all about wellness tonight. So you want to refer back again to the survey that they're filling out. And you want to just say to them, you want to go over that survey. If you do, you want to be brief. But you want them to fill out at least one thing. You'll say, please write down that if we could help you, if there's anything else we can help you with, if you could change one thing about your health, what would it be? Obviously, your body's talking. Are you listening? So write that down, because if you don't complete this survey and you're talking to the guests, then we're not going to be able to help you with any conditions that you may have. And of course, everybody that has invited guests there should bring some kind of a door prize, whether it be a bottle of calcium, a B, or some enzymes, whatever you want to give as a gift. So each person brings their own gift for their people. All right? And then at the end, what I like to do is when they hand in the survey, I like to use the survey for my door prize, and I'll shuffle the surveys, and then I'll pick one, and that will be the door prize. All right? So at the end, make sure you collect those. And now we're going to play the DVD. Now, I just want to let everybody know that our wellness DVD is located on unlimitedlifestyles.com under the product section. It's also located under www.wellness101video.com. But you have to make sure before the event everything is set up properly. And you have to make sure that you have the right cables. You want to make sure everything works before you have the event. Some people have made DVDs from the Wellness 101 events. I can also suggest that you can use a DVD, which is another option called Your Body is Talking, Are You Listening? By Dr. Cheryl Dutchess, ND. You can purchase that by calling 1-888-239-4686 or go on www.drcheryl.net. So that you can purchase. You can use that video also if you're comfortable. There's two options here. Dr. Cheryl does not do a closing on which kit is right for you, but obviously we're following the same format and we're passing out the same sheets as directed with your outline. All right, so we play the DVD. Actually, before we play the DVD, we want to ask everybody a tip on everybody that's there. We want to know a little bit about them, where they're from, what prompted them to come to the event. And then we will ask everybody in the room what they like best, what products they like best, maybe one product. We also, before we hold the event, we'll find out one or two testimonials that we like, and we'll use those testimonials. And we have to be short and to the point, everybody. We can't go on and on and on, because remember that this is 1 hour, and we want the, you know, to be able to take orders and answer questions at the end of the event. But it's so important. Those testimonials are important, so pick them beforehand and make sure that everybody in the room talks about a favorite product. All right? So then we play the video. And while the video's playing, you really have to be on the ball here. When they're talking about digestion, you want to be passing out samples of aloe. So make sure they're already poured in the Dixie cups and they're in their trays, on their trays, and you're passing them out while the video's playing, while they're talking about digestion. Then I like to pass out a sample of the essential kit, and that's already mixed. Make sure you're prepared after the video's done. Because after the video's done, they're kind of excited, and now they want to try the product. So make sure you have the Dixie cups already set, and then you let people try the Daily Essentials kit in a little Dixie cup. They can try it. All right, and now you're at the end, and you want to, again, thank everybody for coming, and now you want to pass out and you want to add this to their vanilla envelope. You want to pass out which kit is right for you, and you want to pass out the order forms. So that's page 12, which kit is right for you, and page 13 is the suggested guidelines. So if you want more energy, weight loss, joint flexibility, blood sugar maintenance, that sheet is excellent, and it suggests certain products. And again, your price sheet, and you want to start taking orders. Simple as that. All right? So I think that's about it. I just want to make this simple. Please go to www.wellness101video.com and listen. The password is distributor and go now to listen to the video that Yardley did. He explains exactly what I just explained to you, but in more detail. And then please print out everything, your guidelines, read them, and make sure you're organized. So I wish you all a successful event, and I know that everybody will be helped through these Wellness 101 seminars. Actually, in closing, as I said, we're going to want to identify some people that may be interested in the business. So make sure that if you find people that say, geez, I am interested in holding one of these, or I would like to know more about being a business owner myself or learning more about the business end, you want to hand them out the lifestyle survey and the shop.com page number 15 called The Next Step. So make sure they get those two pages and you have them fill those out. So there's always somebody in the crowd that is interested in either holding a Wellness 101 event or interested in making more income. So I hope this helps, and good luck with your Wellness 101 event.